So we'll be continuing the series of the I Am statements of Christ. There are seven I Am statements of Christ in the book of John. We know from Exodus 3:14 when Moses spoke to God through the burning bush, he told Moses to go and tell the Israelites that I Am sent you. I Am is the name of God. Jews accept that as the name of God. So when Jesus calls himself I Am, he is declaring himself as God. In the previous sermon, we looked at that I Am is the bread of life. God is the bread of life. He is the bread that sustains our lives. He is the bread that we're needed for our daily living and growth. In this part, we'll be focusing in I Am the light of the world. John 8 and 8:12 and 9:5 focus on the Lord Jesus being the light of the world. Light is vital for life. It plays a vital role in a person's life in growth, guidance, highlighting, and separating. It was there at the beginning of creation. When we read Genesis 1:3-4, God says, "And there let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. This light was different from the light that was created later on. I believe it to be the concept of light. So God spoke the concept of light into existence. This means the idea and what light is. The difference between goodness and darkness. God said the light was good. He separated the light from the darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. And light and darkness cannot coexist. Like goodness and darkness cannot coexist. When reading John 1:1-5, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was the life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness had not overcome it. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light and the life giver. He gives us life, as we read in verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone. Everyone was coming into the world. In our sinful nature, we do not recognize the light of the Lord, even though he has given us life. In verse 10, we read, of John 1:10, we read, when Jesus says that he is the light of the world twice in the book of John, he says it's the first time in John 8:12, and we'll just read about that and expand of the readings that we just had. So John 8:12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. When we are in the Lord Jesus, we will never walk in darkness and have his light in us to help us. When we follow him, his light will guide us. It will show us the way in this dark world. The Lord Jesus' light is like a pillar of fire the Israelites had in Exodus 13. So if we read Exodus 13:21-22, it says, by day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. By night, a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. The Israelites had this pillar of fire to guide them in the darkness of night. They had to navigate the constraints of the wilderness. Anyone that knows, who is a keen outdoorsman or man or woman, knows that night hiking is perilous and hard. Even more so when the route isn't known, the risk of stumbling and falling is most certainly high. The path needs to be well lit with torches so that we can see it. Like the Lord did for the Israelites, he does this for us when we follow him. He shows us the way in this dark world full of toils and snares. The Lord helps and guides us, and all we need to do, like the Israelites, is keep our focus on him. And as the Lord did for the Israelites, he was with them day and night. And the Lord will be with us day and night. Earlier on in John 8, Jesus highlights the sins of the people accusing the woman of adultery. The light of God shines into us to highlight our sins and convict us of our sins, showing us that we need him in our life. The Pharisees saw this and they were trying to catch the Lord out by asking him for a witness. They were challenged by this statement, "I am the light of the world." When you read the Gospels, each Gospel comes with a different aspect of the Lord Jesus. The Gospel writer, John, highlights the deity of Christ. So everything that John writes, he's just trying to show Jesus to be in God. The light of the world was convicting them for their sins. But instead of humbling themselves before him, they wanted to catch him out. Let us not be like the Pharisees. When God highlights our sin, let us not be trying to think of reasons and ways out of it, but let us rather repent and seek his guidance. In John 1:9-13, when we are in our sins, we cannot recognize the true light. So we'll read this. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was not made through him, the world didn't recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but they did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of the husband's will, but born of God. To give your life to the light of the world and become a child of God is a privilege and incomprehensible to me. As part of our walk, there is a constant challenge to remain within that light. When we read John 8:12, the Lord Jesus says, when we walk in the light, we will never walk in darkness. How is this done? How is this done? Reading 1 Corinthians 2:10-16, this is what it says. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit, The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows the person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we must understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in the words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. For who has known the mind of the Lord, so it is instructed him, but we have the mind of Christ. When you allow the light of the light in your life, it will shine in your heart, and we will want to love him more. He gives us the Spirit to reveal all things of God to us. Jesus instructs us, as we read, through his Spirit to find discernment and guidance. When we are in the light, we can discern and seek God. This can only be done when we've received the light of God. As his Spirit is part of him. When we've received the Spirit of God, it is like an arrow pointing us to him, making us seek and understanding his will and the things of God. So when we have the light of God in our lives, we can be beacons of his light in this dark world. A lighthouse is positioned on the shoreline to warn all the ships and the sailors of the dangers ahead. If the lighthouse doesn't work or is not visible, it puts the lives of the sailors at risk. We should be like a lighthouse, positioned and shining the light of God within us to warn others of the dangers ahead. We have an honour, privilege and a responsibility to be his beacon of light. The second time John refers, Jesus refers to himself as the light of the world is in John 9:5. The disciples were concerned about who sinned to cause the man to become blind. John 9:2 reads, his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? This was a common understanding among the Jews, as they believed that if something bad happened to you or your family, it was because of your sin. Romans 3:23 tells us that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that is why we have this fallen creation. Jesus replied to his disciples, neither this man nor his parents sinned. Jesus said, but this happened so that the works of God may be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. We live in this fallen creation, full of pain and suffering. We all have been called and given up an opportunity to do the works of God and display them for his glory. We were once blind, and had mud on our eyes, like the man in chapter 9. Imagine trying to get about being blind and with mud on your eyes. You can't. You either would stay in one place or stumble and fall. The blind man was given instructions to go to the pool of Siloam. The pool of Siloam served as a place with spiritual significance for the ancient Jews. Jews would cleanse themselves in the pools before visiting Holy Temple. This was called the ritual bath. The name of Siloam means sin, but there are some scholars out there that also interpret the name to be Messiah. The blind man went to be washed and cleansed in the pool of the Messiah. We are like that blind man. Our sin has blinded us, and because of our daily sin, we have mud on our eyes. Unless we seek cleansing of our Savior and the Messiah, Jesus Christ, we can't receive the light. Like that blind man, he went to be cleansed in that pool. 1 Corinthians 6:11 reads, "And that is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." The blind man didn't see the Lord, but he had faith in him that when he was healed, in the same way, that blind man didn't see the Lord, but believed in him and his power. We can do the same. We can have faith that the Lord can do things through us. So if we read Hebrews 11:1, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." To recap on what I've just said, let us seek the Lord and his light. His light will show us when we are wrong. His light will cleanse us from our sins. His light will teach and guide us by his Spirit for his will and in his way. It will allow us to be his beacon of truth and glorify him. Amen.